Again, as we come into the sitting, let's try on being very deliberate about our postures. So remembering the instructions that we worked with a few moments ago. To do our best to sit in a way that's really grounded. Sense of balance, left, right, front, back. Let yourself sway a bit to help you. Feel into it. And again, rolling the shoulders, making some space to open the chest, gently straightening the spine, shoulder blades down flat to the back, softening through the shoulders to the fingertips. And checking too the balance through the head, and that the eyes are looking nicely outwards with the big view. A sense of a big view. And breathing into all of this, feeling the whole body. Perhaps allowing for some nice full breaths. Engaging the refreshment of a full in-breath and the relaxation of a full out-breath. And gradually, no rush, letting the breathing subside and abiding with the breathing however you like to, wherever you like to. Within this frame of sitting in a very grounded, balanced, poise, big view posture. Resting here with no preferences for the breathing or the body or the heart mind to be other than how it is, as best we can. letting be, letting go of body, mind, heart being other than how it is. We can notice the things that show, make a little note. And not interfere with them. Let them move through. Let be, let go. An interested, friendly awareness that holds on to no experience. And yet deeply acknowledges whatever shows. Oh, of course. Yes, it's like this. And as you feel ready, letting the awareness expand around the breathing to feel the whole body, the breathing and the body together. Reconnect with the posture as you do this. And without preference, open to all the different sensations as they show. You might name a sensation or an experience and hold it in the wide awareness. Ah, yes, this too. Let it be. Let it move through. Cultivating interest in whatever shows, you might allow yourself to really notice experiences that are unpleasant. So a pulling, a tightness, naming it, and noting, oh, unpleasant, unpleasant, and let it move through. Practicing with that in the silence for a while. And then noticing the pleasant sensations. Opening the awareness, breath and body together, naming pleasant sensations. Ah, tingling, pleasant. Vibration, pleasant. Softness, pleasant. Opening to these experiences too, without grasping. noticing for a while the neutral sensations, the ones we barely notice, parts of the body we rarely give attention to, under the chin, under the arms, behind the knees. Lots of spots. Crown of the head. Noticing the neutral, naming them, and opening to them, and seeing what happens when we give a little attention. And then continuing to practice in the silence with all that shows within breath and body together, the unpleasant, the pleasant, the neither, opening to naming experiences and their feeling tones, letting it all wash through without preference. Ah, yes, of course. Inviting the fist of preference to open to the possibility of peace, as Mary Oliver suggests. Letting be, letting go of the fight, that things are other than how they are. Keeping the heart open. And in these last few moments of our practice, noticing any benefits for yourself from the practice. And if you have time, you might practice longer in this manner on your own. Such that the benefits can accrue more for your welfare and that of others.